Manuscript Releases, Volume 9, Numbers 664 to 770. MR, Number 748. The Power of United Prayer. This morning I have been reading of your success in Adelaide. Praise the Lord! Keep the work progressing. I am so glad that the church in Adelaide has been given opportunity to recover from the terrible work done there by the enemy, which caused so much division and strife. As a church, we have received great light. This light the Lord has entrusted to us for the benefit and blessing of the world. To us has been given the ministry of reconciliation. With power from on high, we are to beseech men to be reconciled to God. We are encouraged to pray for success, with the divine assurance that our prayers will be heard and answered. If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Matthew 18, verse 19, 20. Ask of me, and I will answer your requests. The promise is made on condition that the united prayers of the church are offered, and in answer to these prayers, there may be expected a power greater than that which comes in answer to private prayer. The power given will be proportionate to the unity of the members and their love for God and for one another. White Estate, Washington, D.C., October 22, 1979.